it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the conversation, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. For those that prefer Twitter, and I know many of you do, hit me up in 140 characters or less at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. We have a huge show on tap for you today, and we'll set the table in just a second. But now, as we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we give you the myriad of ways you could take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices. Starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, that's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of and a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces can listen to the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline anywhere around the world. And we thank all of those service people for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. Well, it's Football Friday, and it's going to be football, football, football. A lot of NFL and a touch of college football sprinkled in. Hour number two, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Cecil Martin, former University of Wisconsin fullback and NFL fullback, will join us to preview the Big Ten championship game and take a quick look at some of the other conference championship matchups, as well as a look around the National Football League. So he joins us at 10 after hour number two, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time. And the rest of the way, it's really going to be NFL, NFL, NFL. And we'll kick it all off next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity. So I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
The Spano and Black Attack is always fun. Football Friday editions, a lot of time, especially fun. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number again to get involved, 1-800-878-7529. If you'd rather reach out to me on Twitter, let's keep it to 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Again, it's Football Friday, so it's really going to be a lot of NFL on this Football Friday. And as I said in the open, we'll sprinkle in a little college football with Cecil Martin at 10 after hour number 2, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Talk mostly Big Ten championship game, get his thoughts on some of the other college football conference championship games, and also get his take on some things going on around the NFL as time permits. But now let's dive into Football Friday. Place to start is U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where the Dallas Cowboys hang on for dear life, but manage to squeak out a victory 17-15 over the Minnesota Vikings. The Cowboys, now winners of 11 straight, are 11 up and 1 down on the year. Perfect 6-0 away from home. For the Minnesota Vikings, they fall to 6-6, 4-2 at the brand newly minted U.S. Bank Stadium. Story of this game for me really was twofold. The Vikings' defense slowing down the Cowboys, and the Vikings offense unable to do anything, because with the yeoman's work that the Vikings defense did, they really should have won this game, holding Prescott to 12 for 18 for just 139 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions, one lost fumble, holding Ezekiel Elliott to 20 carries on 86 yards and a touchdown. And if you take that big 30-yarder out, he was averaging about 3 yards a carry. Prescott chipped in with 37 yards on the ground. And overall, the Cowboys ran it for a buck 40. But it wasn't a consistent and sustained running attack. And in all reality, the Cowboys offense did nothing in this game thanks to that Vikings defense, having only one drive over 37 yards all night long. So the Vikings defense did a great job of keeping this game close and putting the Vikings in a position to win this football game. The Vikings offense, however, put up some yardage, not a lot, but was really unable to do anything as they couldn't push it into the end zone until there were 25 seconds left in the game. Their only offense came before that on Kai Forbath field goals. So that, to me, was really the story of this game. And it spotlighted exactly what is wrong with the Vikings now at 6-6. Their defense is one of the very best in the National Football League, ranked number 3 statistically. Maybe it's better than that. And early in the year, it was better than that, in that it made game-changing turnovers that allowed the Vikings to get off to that 5-0 start. On Thursday night, they were every bit as good as they were during that 5-0 start, stopping an explosive and efficient offense in the Dallas Cowboys, holding them to, you know, under 300 total yards in this football game, holding them to 2 touchdowns and a field goal in this football game, causing turnovers, controlling time of possession. So the defense did its job. The offense just cannot do anything. The state of this offensive line is such that this passing game cannot go down the field at all. They can't run the ball with any steadiness and any regularity. It is just an extremely limited offense that is not only hamstrung by its lack of offensive line play, but also it's hamstrung by the fact that it doesn't have a lot of playmakers after Stephon Diggs at this point. So that, to me, was really the story of this game. Vikings defense keeping it close, Vikings offense not being able to take advantage and give the Vikings a win. And as a result, the Cowboys are on their way to the playoffs, perhaps the number one seed in the National Football Conference, and the Vikings are starting to find their playoff hopes in real trouble after a terrific start to the 2016 season. But I guess, you know, we got done talking about this game from everything that the Vikings did being the key. Let's give Cowboys some credit here. Now, this is a team that won a football game in a way that it normally doesn't win football games, and in a way that it's not well made to win football games. Let's give credit where it's due. This Cowboys team is about this offense, and it's about this offense grinding out yards, controlling time of possession, and making that defense more effective by keeping it off the field. Didn't do any of those things last night. 1 for 9 on third down, only 13 first downs in the entire game, only 264 yards of total offense. The running game, while the numbers look fine, quite inconsistent. A passing game outside of one big chunk play to Dez Bryant that did nothing. A team that for the entire game only had one drive of more than 37 yards in the entire game. And it was the drive where they hit the big play to Dez Bryant and Ezekiel Elliott capped it with the 1 yard run. So the realities are everything went wrong for the Cowboys here. Their offense lost, and that's not how they win. Time of possession disadvantage for the Cowboys. Their offense was on the field for less than 27 minutes. They lost the battle of turnovers 2-1. When you look at that recipe, you don't expect the Cowboys to win. Well, this defense, which from a talent standpoint, many of us, including myself, don't consider very good, but has been helped by that offense an awful lot, stepped up and allowed the Cowboys to win a game that they're not necessarily built to win. So I give a lot of credit to this organization, to this team. Not only are they talented on offense and the offense leads the way, there's a guttiness and ability to find a way to win. And a defense, while that many of us, including myself, don't have a particular great deal of respect for or don't particularly respect, but boy, it's stepping up in a major, major way. And I think they have to get a lot of credit here. You know, I think that there's really a lot of credit to be given to this Cowboys defense. And I think the Cowboys have truly shown now that they are beyond the Dak Prescott and the Ezekiel Elliott, that they are just a very good football team. Their offense is what pulls the wagon, but their defense, if asked to step up, when the offense doesn't have it, looks like it can do it at times. So I'm really, really impressed all in all with the Cowboys. And I think now with some of the inconsistencies of the Seattle Seahawks, I think it's fair to say that the Cowboys are the best the NFC has to offer. That doesn't necessarily mean that when the playoffs are done in late January and we're looking at the Super Bowl in February, that the Dallas Cowboys are the football team that will be representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. Because offense wins games, offense looks sexy, defense wins championships. The other team that would be considered the class of this conference right now, the Seattle Seahawks, they have that defense. And when Earl Thomas gets healthy and Michael Bennett gets back on the field, that defense is going to be even better. And they have the veteran signal caller that's been there before. So Cowboys right now are the best team in the conference and in many ways the most complete team in the conference. Maybe not the one that emerges out of the NFC as their representative for the Super Bowl. And again, it remains to be seen. There's a lot of football to be played and the Cowboys have a lot to prove. But thus far, after the opening night loss to the Giants, they have answered every question, and they have leaped every hurdle. And now they're beating all kinds of different football teams. They've beaten two of the three best defensive teams statistically in the National Football League, in the Ravens and the Vikings, one in a very, very much a defensive battle, one that became a little more of an offensive battle. And then they beat one of the best offensive teams in the National Football League in the Washington Redskins. So the Cowboys truly becoming a chameleon-like team and finding ways to beat all their competition. We'll talk about that next. We'll also talk about the comments of Michael Irvin, who thinks the Cowboys need to lose one to refocus things. I'll weigh out my thoughts on that, and we'll move along in our journey through the NFL next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You'll be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, I'm thinking, and there's a lot happening. We're talking sports, and we're talking Thursday night football, NFL variety specifically. Cowboys topping the Vikings 17-15 in this matchup. Important playoff ramifications. Not a great game as far as the excitement level. Not even necessarily a crisp, well-played game. It was a game dominated by the defenses and an awful lot of offensive inefficiency. And that really was the story of this game. I mean, the Cowboys were uncharacteristically sloppy when it came to penalties as well. 10 penalties for 78 yards. Vikings weren't much better, 8 for 57. But we really broke down the whys and what fors of this football game in a major way and talked about what the Cowboys at 11-1, winning 11 straight, and where they are. And where they are is on their way to the playoffs. For the Vikings, they've got their work to do if they are going to win the NFC North, and I think that's very much an uphill battle right now as they lost the season series to the Lions and find themselves well behind them in the standings. So with that being the case, it's the wild card for the Vikings, and it's an uphill battle there right now with the Giants at 8-3 and the Redskins also well in front of the Vikings. It's pretty unlikely that this Vikings team can get it together, find a way to win four straight, and assure themselves a spot in the playoffs. That said, before we get to Michael Irvin's thoughts on if the Cowboys need to lose, and we'll address that, let's talk about the end of the game. There was some controversy on the two-point conversion. The officials missing the roughing the passer, the hands to the face of Sam Bradford, and they did miss the call, and the flag should have been thrown, and another opportunity for the two-point conversion should have been given to the Minnesota Vikings. That said, there also should have been a false start penalty call. They missed that as well. So I guess the two penalties not being called kind of negates each other. And the reality is, let's not blame the officials for this defeat for the Minnesota Vikings. Their offense had ample opportunity to push the ball in the end zone, and they did not until 25 seconds were left in this game. The inability of the offense to execute and score points is why the Minnesota Vikings lost this game. I'm not willing to blame it on the officials. But what it does lead to is a story we saw come out in recent days, and it looks like the NFL, according to VP Troy Vincent, is going to hire as many as 17 full-time officials for the upcoming 2017 season. Great news. With full-time officials, expanded training for these full-time officials, and it looks like the NFL is going to start making that transition from part-time to full-time officials, and I think that's a great thing. It can only help the officiating, which, you know, while we in the media and the fans scrutinize it a lot and beat it up, and you hear criticism from the players, generally officiating in the NFL is pretty good. Could it be a heck of a lot better? Sure it can. And I think the move towards full-time officials will certainly help that. You know, as we always talk about, when you focus on one job, you will be better than that than when you focus on several jobs. Well, now these officials will have full-time to focus on one job. And a transition is going to take a while. It's starting with as many as 17 for 2017. And I figure over the course of the next 5 or so years, they will eventually transition to full-time officials. The additional benefit here with these possible up to 17 new hires, from a 7-man officiating crew to an 8-man officiating crew. They're either going to put a middle judge in or have an official whose basic job it is to monitor hits on the quarterback. Either way, more officials on the field means a better officiated game. Full-time officials mean a better officiated game. So this is a great move by the NFL, and one certainly that over time will absolutely pay dividends as it relates to the quality of the product. Now, back to what Michael Irvin had said, and that's where we were going to begin this segment before I moved it in that direction. And Michael Irvin has said on a handful of occasions now that he thinks it would be best if the Cowboys lost one more time in an effort to refocus before the playoffs. Do I agree with him? Mm-hmm. On some level, I do. As it relates to sometimes when you get on one of these magical streaks, there's going to be a point somewhere where you lose a game. And that is unavoidable, perhaps. Well, with the Cowboys in the throes of this streak and finding a way to win, and I thought there was a chance they'd get knocked off here. This game being as close as it was did not surprise me. It surprised many, did not surprise me. You know, despite having a full week and everything else, I just saw a letdown possible. And this is what Michael Irvin is alluding to. You know, when you get on one of these magical streaks, football is one of these games. Same intensity is not always there each and every week. There is some inconsistency on that intensity. And when you're bringing it every week and finding ways to win, it may be inevitable that there's some loss of focus and you may lose a football game. Well, if you're the Dallas Cowboys and you save that loss for the postseason, it ends up being a very disappointing season despite you being the number one seed. So I get where Michael is going. A loss somewhere along the way here, whether it would have been to the Vikings, whether it be to the Giants next week or wherever, and I'm sure they would prefer it not be a divisional foe, but a loss somewhere along the way before this regular season ends may lead to a refocus and may help to refocus the particularly the young players who haven't been down this road before and help them understand how to deal with adversity on the NFL level. Well, this is something that Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott have not had to deal with yet. They've really had nothing but success. Elliott was not a big factor in the season opener, for that matter, the season's first two games, and he's had nothing but success since game three. For Dak Prescott, they lost the Giant game, but it wasn't considered his fault. It was just a close, hard-fought game where they didn't ask him to do much. And he's had nothing but success from that point. So I see where Irvin's going. And there are times where a loss is a good thing. This is perhaps one of those times. And I don't think it would be the worst thing for the Cowboys to suffer one loss along the way, to refocus this group, not have this long, long winning streak at stake, and you kind of move forward. You know, in some ways, I guess you could make a case and witness the New England Patriots and their undefeated regular season and ultimately losing in the Super Bowl. I think that's a terrible example, really, because that was a team that never did lose focus. They ran the table in a regular season. They ran the table through the playoffs and got to a Super Bowl against a team that got hot and healthy at the right time and was a bad matchup for them in the New York Football Giants. So I don't know that that's necessarily a great example. But there have been examples over the years where a team on a sustained winning streak that keeps finding ways to win, it's not that the success necessarily goes to their head, but you start to believe you're infallible. And in a game as physical and intense as football that requires as much focus over the course of a long season where that focus can wane, if you don't lose one somewhere along the way before you get to the postseason sometimes, the focus wanes at the wrong time and you end up losing at the worst possible time, and it's during the heart of your postseason run. So I don't think a loss here, and I think that's where Michael Irvin is going, would be the worst thing in the world for this Cowboys group. Obviously, with this win over the Vikings, they certainly wouldn't want it next week versus the Giants, as they would end up losers of that season series and only one game ahead of the Giants in the NFC East. And they could find themselves, despite having a great year, all of a sudden, instead of being a division winner and a number one or number two seed with a bye week, they could find themselves as a number five seed and a wild card team with no bye week and having to go on the road on the opening week of the playoffs. So while a loss may help refocus, there are certain teams on their schedule that they certainly do not want to lose to. And with the Giants breathing down their neck, and I know the Giants have a tough road to hoe the rest of the way, they may not be in a position to have that opportunity to lose. It'll be interesting. We'll continue to watch and talk more about this as their season unfolds in front of them. And I think that'll go a long way in determining whether loss is good, loss is bad. Right now, you didn't lose here, which wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world. You certainly, if you're the Cowboys, don't want to lose next week. And if you do, well, things start to get tight. Yeah, you got the loss out of the way. You better hope to refocus, and you better hope that the loss wouldn't have done any damage to your chance of being a number one or number two seed and having that bye week. Next up, bunch of news around the NFL. We'll get into it all in the next segment here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
I don't know if there was anybody crying in the locker room after the Vikings 17-15 loss to the Cowboys, but certainly we talked about the fact that their playoff hopes are very, very much in peril at 6-6. And more than the record and the fact that they've lost the season series to the Lions and the fact that they're behind them in the standings, it's just about the way they're playing. And they don't have the ability to sustain anything on offense. That's their big issue. They're just going in the wrong direction. In a mediocre NFC, it's 6-6. Could they get back into it? Sure. But when you look at the eye test and you see all the issues that are at hand, they're hard pressed. What do you say we move on to some other news beyond the Thursday night matchup around the NFL? And in much of hour two, you know, it's going to be our game by game previews of a week 13 NFL Sunday. But what I want to do is hit some news, and there's some significant news within the National Football League. Rob Gronkowski out, likely for the rest of the 2016 season. He's going to have back surgery for a herniated disc. Again, they'll know more after they go in and do things, but it looks like preliminary indications are that Gronk is going to be done for the year. And they're going to have to make an adjustment. And the Patriots always find a way. You know, they've lost Gronk, who's a true star, but Deion Lewis has returned to the lineup. They still have Martellus Bennett. That two tight end stuff that they've done with much success this year, they're not going to be able to do anymore. But in Martellus Bennett, while he's not Gronk, he ain't bad. And he'll be somebody they lean on heavily down the middle of the field to do a lot of the things that Gronk was doing. And now they'll have to shift more of their focus to their wide receivers, which is a capable quality group. And now with the three running backs and two of them capable in James White and Deion Lewis of being factors in the passing game, that's how they'll make those adjustments. With the offensive line coming together, having played as a group recently due to better health, I could see them leaning a little bit more on LeGarrette Blount as well. The big thing about it, does the injury hurt the New England Patriots? Sure it does. Does it make you a little less comfortable that they're the class of the AFC right now and the very best that the AFC has to offer? Sure it does. It's Gronk. He's one of the very best players in all the league. And as one of the very best players in all the league, when you lose somebody like that, it's of course going to hurt your team. There's no nice way to say it, and there's no way to sugarcoat this. But at the same time, first of all, it's Bill Belichick, it's Josh McDaniels, and that entire offensive offensive coaching staff. They always have and always will find a way. And oh yeah, Tom Brady's there too. So while this is going to hurt them, there will be adjustments and they will find a way to continue to have success with their offense because their offense pulls the wagon too. Their defense isn't bad, but it does. But it's their offense that pulls the wagon. Brady's still there. And hey, they went 3-1 when Brady wasn't there. So they always find a way. They'll find a way to overcome this. It may look a little different, but the results are likely to be the same. But with this injury, has perhaps the Raiders drawn even or maybe even ahead of the Patriots as the favorite and the class of the AFC? You could make that case. Their defense is improving each and every week. They are progressing very, very well. And they also have a dynamic offense. So I think right now those two teams are showing to be the class of the AFC with teams like the Chiefs and the Broncos falling right in behind. And then after that, there's a litany of teams. You know, you have the two teams in the AFC North, in the Steelers and the Ravens, that are pretty good. Some would say the Steelers are extremely good, but they've been inconsistent. You've got a surging Miami team. But the realities are the two best in the AFC right now, the Pats and the Raiders. And with the loss of Gronkowski, maybe the pecking order has changed. But don't be shocked if the beat keeps on going for the New England Patriots. They got through four games without Tom Brady and did it well and still found themselves in first place in the AFC East after Brady came back. So if you can adjust to life without your quarterback for four games and then having your backup quarterback get hurt as well, well, you can adjust to just about anything. And while Gronk is great, they're fortunate and they have quality depth at tight end and other weapons all over the field. And the return of Deion Lewis cannot be overstated as it relates to its importance, especially in light of Gronk going down. Again, it'll look a little different, but he is a huge factor in the passing game, the way a Shane Vereen can be, the way a Theo Reddick can be, you know, the way a CJ Procise is starting to become. And they'll use him that way, and that'll help mitigate this loss a whole lot. Maybe they start to pound the rock a little more. Again, there's a number of things, but Tom Brady's still there, Belichick's still there, Josh McDaniels is still there. All is far from lost for the New England Patriots. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free, and it's the way to get involved here on the Spano and Black Attack. If you like Twitter better, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. And again, you can weigh in on anything that you took out of the Thursday night football matchup between the Cowboys and the Vikings, the announcement by Troy Vincent and the NFL that full-time officials are coming to the National Football League, or the thoughts on the injury to Gronk and how much it actually hurts the New England Patriots and if it changes the pecking order in the AFC. A couple more stories in this segment to kind of round out the NFL news and get us ready for hour number two. Looks like, and there's rumors out there that Woody Johnson so upset with the Jets' performance this season, being held hostage in many ways by Ryan Fitzpatrick, having his money stolen from him by Darrell Revis. And, you know, Revis, great player, poor attitude in a lot of ways. And it looks to me like Woody Johnson, and word out of, you know, Florham Park, New Jersey / New York, is that the Jets and Woody Johnson are prepared to cut Darrell Revis in the offseason and eat the $6 million in dead money rather than offering a chance to restructure his deal, move inside to safety, or pay him the $15.3 million and have him there. And part of its performance, it's a 30-plus-year-old corner, one of the greats in the game, who's had some ACL injuries over the years. Looks like he's clearly lost a step or two step, and Revis Island, which was a – or two steps, I should say – and Revis Island, which was a desolate place, is now a resort community where anybody can pull up a lounge chair and go play. So he certainly is not, forget an elite corner, he's not even a decent corner anymore. And he has been torched this year like few others around the National Football League. And the wheels have fallen off the apple cart quite quickly. The only way I could see him saving his career, because he has great ball skills and great instincts to make up for diminishing speed, and he's not afraid to stick his nose in there and be a factor in the run game, is kick him inside and have him play safety. Don't know if he's willing to do it. Don't know if he has the desire. We've all read the article from Manish Mehta that mentioned an unnamed source and somebody close to Revis that say he doesn't want to play anymore. So maybe he retires. Maybe Woody Johnson's so upset with Revis and Fitzpatrick both stealing money from him and in many ways holding him up without a gun. And Revis, and both Revis and Fitzpatrick in many ways have had, I'll say it, piss poor attitudes about it. Revis throughout his career has been a great player, has helped elevate defenses, and he's done all the right things on the field, but in so many ways, he's a mercenary and he is a hired gun. And his attitude can stink. It's a lot of times all about him and all about his money. And again, I understand it's a business. But the realities are is there's very little selflessness to Darrell Revis. There's an extreme amount of selfishness to Darrell Revis. And as a result of that, when you get to this stage of things and you continue to take money and you show no remorse for your poor play, and you're a frustrated owner in Woody Johnson, maybe you say to your general manager, you know what? Screw this. No chance to restructure. No way we're paying him $15.3 million. No interest in kicking him inside. Not with the two safeties I already have in place. You know what? Cut him. Let's eat the $6 million and we'll work our way around it. Would I be shocked if it happens? 6 million is not an impossible amount of dead money to deal with. And Revis is a player, when he's great, you deal with all this other stuff. He ain't great anymore. And I have a funny feeling that ownership of a franchise and a general manager and a coaching staff would probably not be all that keen on dealing with Darrell Revis when he's no longer a great player, because he's not a leader, and he'll elevate on the field, but he's certainly not a teacher. He's all about Darrell Revis. And when those guys are no longer great, you can't wait to get rid of them. So I could see the Jets moving on. You know, the talk of Revis retiring, we all know how much he likes money, and that's his right. I think we all like money and the freedoms that it buys us, and it keeps us, you know, allows us to get things and allows us to take care of our families. But in the case of Darrell Revis, he loves money. He's not going to give any of it away. He's never given a team a break. He's never done any of those things. So to expect him to retire, that I think is a little far-fetched, because I think he likes money more than he has pride in what he's putting out there. We will probably find out in the offseason. Do I have any guarantees or any insight truly, despite being a New Yorker, and how this all shakes out? No. Manish Mehta is a lot closer to the club than I am. And he knows, and he's no Jet apologist as a writer, for sure. But I think when it's all said and done, Revis won't retire. He's not geared that way. He's not geared to give back money. And he's certainly not a guy whose pride's going to get hurt and say, oh, I'm embarrassed with how I'm playing, and apologize and feel sheepish about taking money. He wants his money. So I don't see him retiring. And I kind of see him forcing the Jets' hand. Well, Woody Johnson's a billionaire, so he ain't going to run out of money. And he'll tell his GM, and I think if his hand is forced, he'll tell his GM, eat the $6 million. Get this guy off my team. He doesn't help elevate anybody around him when he's not playing great. He's not a teacher or a leader. He's not a mentor for our young players. And he's a generally rotten guy. So if I could take money out of his pocket, I'm happy to do it. And I think that's what's going to end up happening. Revis will force the Jets' hand, and the Jets won't blink and cut him, and they'll move on. And maybe Revis lands someplace else for minimal money and moves inside to safety for them in order to resurrect his career. These are all things that we'll see in the 2016 offseason, or 2017 offseason, I should say. This is Spano and Black Attack. We'll tie a bow around hour one after this.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Mm-hmm. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Rolls on here.
178 play.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President-elect Donald Trump going rogue as last night, despite his advisors' requests to keep this mum until Monday, he announces his pick for Secretary of Defense.
We are going to appoint Mad Dog Mattis as our Secretary of Defense.
For retired General James Mattis to be Secretary of Defense, Congress would have to waive a federal law that says the defense chief can't have been on active military duty for 7 years prior to confirmation, and Mattis retired just 3 years ago. Hundreds of veterans may have been exposed to HIV and hepatitis at a Veterans Affairs facility in Wisconsin. Officials say 24 vets came forward yesterday to get tested. VA managers say a dentist reused equipment to treat hundreds of patients. 11 people now confirmed dead from those fires in Tennessee. This is USA Radio News.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and 3 pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of 3 of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on 3 golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 3 pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
A top campaign official for Hillary Clinton accuses Donald Trump's campaign of encouraging racism to help him win the White House. That accusation comes yesterday at a Harvard event that recapped the presidential election. And Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway says today Clinton officials made the conversation personal.
Most of it was civil. It was a conversation about the mechanics and the messaging and the road to 270. But I do think some people are stuck in the permanent campaign and not really past the anger, grief, and denial stages and into the acceptance stages.
That's Conway speaking on Fox and Friends. An Oklahoma priest being recognized as a martyr by Pope Francis, the first martyr to be born in the U.S. Father Stanley Rother of the Oklahoma City Archdiocese was helping the poor in Guatemala when he was gunned down during the country's civil war in 1981. This clears the way for his beatification. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
A suspect's under arrest for the shooting death of former NFL player Joe McKnight in New Orleans, where police say McKnight was killed in an apparent road rage incident. The 28-year-old running back played 4 NFL seasons, 3 with the Jets after starring at USC. A Colorado doctor has been fired after calling First Lady Michelle Obama monkey face on Facebook. Dr. Michelle Herron, a pediatric anesthesiologist at Denver Health Medical Center, also a faculty member at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. Herron posted the insult after another Facebook user called Obama eloquent. Denver Health has barred her from seeing patients, and the medical school is firing her as well. Archaeologists are digging up a historic find in, of all places, downtown Los Angeles, as we hear from correspondent Jason Campadonia.
During construction for a new city rail line, workers found a 3-foot section of tusk fragments, as well as fragments of teeth from an ancient elephant. About 10 feet from the original find, scientists found a partial skull on Monday. The mastodon pieces are said to be around 10,000 years old and from the Ice Age. Officials say LA is one of the richest Ice Age fossil sites in North America. Experts believe workers may find more pieces before the rail project is finished. Jason Campadonia, Los Angeles.
And Sports Illustrated has named LeBron James Sportsperson of the Year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of a Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the conversation, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Let's keep it to 140 characters or less, folks, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Big hour on tap for you, and we'll set the table for you in just a second. But now, as we do at the top of each and every hour, we will run down the myriad of ways that you can take the Sports Byline broadcast on the go with you via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Click on the Listen Live link, and it allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews all separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. You've got the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, all downloadable to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. We thank them all for their service, and we're glad we can give you a little taste of home when you're serving abroad. This hour, again, football, 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 NFL, all of hour one, NFL, much of this hour, with a little break for some college football as we're joined in our next segment by Cecil Martin. It's 10 after hour number two. It's 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, and he's the former University of Wisconsin and NFL fullback. He'll help us preview the Big Ten championship game, take a look at some of the other college conference championship games, and as time permits, we'll talk to him a little bit about the National Football League as he covers the league for Sky Sports over in the UK. Cecil Martin's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148.
Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity. So I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we kick off hour two of the Spano and Black Attack in grand fashion, visiting an old friend of the show who we haven't had on in quite a while. Too long between visits. He's a University of Wisconsin alum. He's a former NFL fullback. He currently talks the NFL on Sky Sports over in the UK. Also teaches him how to carve a turkey. He's Cecil Martin, and he joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Cecil, always great to talk to you. Joe Spano here. How are you today, my friend?
Joe Spano and the Black Attack, man. I'm so happy to be with you guys.
Oh, it's always great to talk to you. It's been too long between visits. And before we talk football, let's talk something a lot more important. You've always been great about giving back, and it continues with your partnership with Allstate and the Indiana Sports Corp, and it's the fifth annual Allstate Big Ten Good Works Day. Tell us all about it, my friend.
Oh, man. Look, I earned this award when I was at the University of Wisconsin called the Allstate AFCA Good Works Award. You know, Good Works Team Award is for community service. And so basically all we're doing is we got a Big Ten matchup, championship game, Penn State versus the Badgers. But behind all of that, Allstate and, like you said, the Indiana Sports Corp, we're all coming together to support Indy Parks and Rec. What we're going to do, my man, is we're going over to Bethel Park Family Center, all right? And we're going to take this group of CAW Inner City Football League kids and the Indiana Science and Math Academy South. And what we're going to do is we're going to take them to a bunch of football drills. We're also going to refab. We're going to just go in and paint and do all this work for the Bethel Park Community Center. And then we're going to give them a check, like donate, you know, and we're going to give them all brand new uniforms. And look, at the end of the day, man, we're just doing so much at this community center and so much in this community. It's going to be super fun.
Well, you know what? You've always done great work. Allstate's always done great work. You've had a partnership with them for quite a while, and it's a great thing that you're doing. And at the end of this interview, we'll revisit it again. But let's head to Lucas Oil Field. Let's talk Big Ten championship game. Your number six Wisconsin Badgers, they do battle with the number seven Penn State Nittany Lions. And when I look at this football game, what I see in many ways is a battle between one of the very best defenses in all of college football taking on one of the most dynamic and big play offenses in all of college football. Break down this matchup for us a little bit through your eyes.
Well, I think you just hit it on the head, right? I mean, you're talking about a top defensive team, especially against the run in the Wisconsin Badgers. And then you're talking about this super hot Penn State offense, right? And so something's got to give, you know? And so when you look at the other sides of the ball, I mean, the Wisconsin offense versus the Penn State defense, you know, it's going to come down to who plays their game better. Now, no one is more physical than Wisconsin, especially from the defensive side of the ball. But, look, these boys at Penn State, they're playing so smooth on offense. They're so potent. You know what? Obviously, I'm going to pick Wisconsin to win the game, but I got a feeling that Penn State might put more points on the Wisconsin defense than what's usually put on them. But I believe the Wisconsin offense, even with the other quarterback potentially not in there, that with Corey Clement having a big day and that big offensive line opening up some holes, that'll open up those lanes for the other quarterback to throw the ball down the field. So I'm thinking about a 28-21 game, man. That's a, you know, Badgers win 28-21. That's my prediction. How you like that?
And it's going to be interesting because I think Corey Clement is a key. He has to be able to run the football because, you know, you've talked about it. It's been a two-headed quarterback situation all year long for the Badgers, Alex Hornibrook and Bart Houston. And each has had their moments, but neither has been truly dominant. And I think it's important that quarterback, that they get good quarterback play in this one. It'll go a long way towards taking that pressure off of Corey Clement. And I think that's very, very important for the Wisconsin Badgers.
I think it's an interesting point you just made there, and I don't know which side I'm going to go on it, but, you know, it's almost one of these. Does Corey Clement have to run well to take the pressure off the QB, or does the QB have to throw well to take the pressure off of Corey? And I don't know which one is more important. If I was to guess, I would say that Corey Clement and that offensive line, they have to take the pressure off the quarterback more so than the quarterback having to produce to open up those lanes for the running game. And I say that because Wisconsin is, look, we're known for having a run game and a tough defense. And so in this game, in order for Wisconsin to win, we got to play good defense and we have to run the ball tough. And if we can do those two things, that takes the pressure off the QB. And I think that's more important than the other way around. What do you think?
I can see where you're going, and I'll tell you a key in that regard, and help me out with this one a little bit. Wisconsin's got a great tight end in Troy Fumagalli. If you're going to win, tight end's always a quarterback's best friend. And the speed on the edges in the receiver game, not really great for Wisconsin. I think this is a battle if their quarterback's going to make some plays that they can win. Troy Fumagalli in the middle of the field, and I think they really need to take advantage of his abilities.
Right. Perfect. Yeah. I mean, I didn't even think about Fumagalli and the importance of the tight end play in taking the pressure off of the QB. You know, we could talk about the run game taking the pressure off, but those little dump passes, 5, 10 yards, Fumagalli has the ability to split the middle safeties and go in and make good plays. I mean, I think you're right on that. I think between the tight end play and the running game, they can relieve pressure off that QB, which then can allow him hopefully to make some bigger plays on the outside with, like you said, I mean, not the most superstar touted receivers, but still capable.
Yeah, no, that's a fair statement. That's definitely a fair statement. And you flip it the other way, and you've talked about this Wisconsin defense. Great against the run. They can go up and get after you and get after the quarterback. And I love their secondary. Secondary makes big plays in the passing game. Thing about Penn State, and they've been playing great ball and maybe the best ball in the Big Ten down the stretch. Saquon Barkley is a terrific running back. Their quarterback in Trace McSorley, it's all about the big play. This Wisconsin secondary doesn't give up big plays, and they can force turnovers. I think that can be one of the keys as well. If you don't let McSorley make those big plays and those chunk plays in the passing game and you force him into mistakes, that could go a long way towards fostering the success in what I think is going to be a hell of a football game for Wisconsin.
No, I think you're right. And that's why I put Penn State at a 21, because for some reason they've won 8 in a row with big plays, but with steady play at times as well. And, you know, while I believe, obviously, like you said, you know, we don't give up big plays on defense, you know, is it possible for us to potentially give up a couple? I think so. But will we break? No, right? It's almost a bend but don't break type of a scenario that while they may get us a couple times, they may punch us in the mouth a couple times. You know, at the end of the day, though, we're going to score more by our offense, and our defense is going to hold them back just enough for us to prevail, 28-21. But I think you hit it on the head because, look, that QB is still good. I wouldn't say he's all 100 big play, and that running back is solid. And sometimes that's all you need on the offense, right? I mean, obviously it starts with the O-line, but, yeah, I think what you just said was key.
Now, final one, I'm going to keep it a little short because I do want to keep you on schedule. They always get mad at me when I run long with you because I mess it up for everybody else. But that said, you know, winner of this Big Ten championship game may have a bit of an uphill battle getting into the college football playoffs. Your thoughts on that? Whoever wins this one, have they earned a trip to the Big Ten, to the college football playoffs, number one? Number two, amongst some of the other college football championship games that may provide an upset, who do you think may fall and allow perhaps the winner of this Big Ten championship game to get into the college football Final Four?
Well, first let me speak on the Big Ten championship side of it, and then I'll let you give the comments on the other, and I'll see where you are there. But if somehow Penn State was able to win this game, it's like, yes, they deserve to be in because they beat Ohio State. Now, no one's saying Ohio State shouldn't be in, but I'm saying if somehow Penn State beat Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship, Penn State have earned the right to be there, if nothing else, by head-to-head matchup with Ohio State. But that's the committee's decision, so it is what it is. When Wisconsin wins this game, they have a legitimate claim at being in that playoff. But the only thing that goes against us is that Eastern division of the Big Ten is so strong with Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State. If we beat Penn State, we will have only beaten one out of those three sides. One of those three teams, you know? So it's less of a strong claim for Wisconsin, but, you know, again, that's up to the committee. So that's what I would say on that. I would love to see Wisconsin in that playoff. I believe that they would match up well with any of those teams. I mean, look, we beat LSU in the beginning of the season. Come on now.
Yeah. I'll tell you who your most likely help is probably going to come from as we kind of get ready to wrap this up. It's Colorado. They're tough. They're good. They play decent on offense, and they're real tough on defense. And I think they're going to give Washington all they want, a little more. But as we get ready to let you go, because I'm sure they're tugging on your shirt saying, Jesus, you guys always get together and go long. One more time, Allstate, good works, man. Talk about it a little bit and how we can find out more.
Look, Allstate, all right, Big Ten, good works day. Just, you know, find us on social media. Check out what we're doing, you know. Listen to you, you know. But, you know, just know that, you know, Allstate and the Big Ten and the American Football Coaches Association are all about giving back, and that during this Big Ten championship, not only is there a big game happening, but there's a lot of positive impact happening in the community, and that would not happen without Allstate and the Indiana Sports Corp and the Indy Parks and Recreation. That's what I'm saying, man. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Appreciate you.
Always appreciate you, Cease. Let's do it again and talk a little NFL on a Football Friday before too long. All right, buddy?
All right, my friend. Love
you got it. Thanks much for the time. Bye-bye now. The great Cecil Martin, former Wisconsin fullback and NFL fullback, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, talking Big Ten championship game and Allstate good works, Big Ten good works day. We'll step out, and in our next segment, we'll get to our game-by-game previews of a Week 13 NFL Sunday. That's next here on the Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it's at.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
Again, our thanks to the great Cecil Martin, one of my faves here, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Big Ten Championship Game Preview. All-State, Big Ten Good Works Day. We took a quick look at some of the other games around College Football Championship Weekend. Didn't have time to get to the NFL with him. Time's always too short with C, so we'll do it again with him in a little bit of a longer segment before the year is out on a Football Friday, talk NFL with him. But let's dive into Week 13, NFL Sunday. A whole host of pretty interesting games on the docket this week. 1 p.m. Eastern time, we'll start in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. The 7-4 Atlanta Falcons host the 8-3 Kansas City Chiefs in what I think is going to be a hell of a football game. The Chiefs don't win sexy, but they find a way to win. Overtime, Kyrie Santos doinks one off the crossbar, or off the upright, I should say, manages to win the game in overtime over the Broncos on a Sunday night. So it's a bit of a short week. Got to travel to Atlanta. Falcons have been playing solid ball. They're 7-4 on the year. They're going to be a 10-win type team and have a pretty good chance of winning the NFC South. It looks like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers may have a little bit to say about that, and maybe even the New Orleans Saints, but particularly the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's a very important game for both of these teams. The Chiefs are chasing the Raiders and want to hold off the Broncos in the AFC West. The Falcons, they need to gain some separation over the Chiefs. I think home cooking, the consistency and versatility of that Matt Ryan-led offense might be a little too much for the Chiefs. The Chiefs' offense, they don't make mistakes, but they don't make a ton of plays. Defensively, Justin Houston really getting up after the quarterback. Tom Bailey getting up after the quarterback. Once they get Dee Ford back, it could be brutal. If they can get some pressure on Matt Ryan, and the offensive line for the Falcons has been much better, that could change this one. That, or if they really corral the running game and make the Falcons one-dimensional. I think they'll get enough out of the running game. I think you get good Matty Ice, no turnovers in this one, or not a significant amount of difference-making turnovers. And I like the Falcons to find a way to prevail in what will be a very close, hard-fought game that will have moments of defense and moments of offense. And it'll kind of give you some idea of where both of these teams are and how good both of these teams are as we move out of November and now into December. More 1 o'clock action. This one in the New Orleans Superdome. 5-6 New Orleans. They're 3-3 at home. They always play better on that fast track. They take on 7-4 Detroit, who's 2-3 away from home. This is not a game that bodes well for Detroit. Matt Stafford's been an MVP candidate. He's played that well this year. But New Orleans at home, in that dome, on that fast track, their offense will put up points. Detroit doesn't run the ball particularly well. The offense hasn't been explosive. Matt Stafford's been clutch, but they haven't been explosive. And their defense, while it's improving and getting healthier, has generally not been good this year. The lines makers say the Saints are a 6-point favorite, and they have the total at 53.5. It's going to get over the total, which means the Saints are going to win the game because the Lions will be behind, but they won't be in a position to come back, and they're going to have trouble stopping the Saints. I like the Saints to improve to 6-6 and put some pressure on Tampa Bay and Atlanta in that NFC South. More 1 o'clock action. 9-2 Patriots without Rob Gronkowski host the 4-7 Los Angeles Rams with Jared Goff. Now, with Jared Goff at quarterback, they're getting a little more done offensively. Well, comparing the Rams' offense to the Patriots' offense is like comparing filet mignon to hamburger, and the Rams are the hamburger. So these offenses are in two different places. The Rams' defense last week proved to be susceptible and gave up a whole host of points. The Patriots, even without Gronk, you still got Martellus Bennett. You got that three-headed running back attack. You've got a bevy of wide receivers. Dante Scarnecchia returned, and that offensive line has been much, much improved. Patriots are almost 2-touchdown favorite for a reason. You know, could they look past the Rams this week? Yeah, but I don't think it's likely. I think the Patriots take care of their business in fairly impressive fashion, and they send the Rams season spiraling into mediocrity as they'll be 4-8 with 4 left to play. So the 7-9 BS that Jeff Fisher hates, he's about to get a major dose of. For the Patriots, it's where they make their statement that we're still the class of the AFC and improved to 10-2. More 1 o'clock action. To me personally, the most disappointing team. I shouldn't really say that, because I guess you got to go Carolina, Arizona, Cincinnati. But to me, one of the most disappointing teams in the National Football League, the 2-9 Jacksonville Jaguars, just 1 win at home. They host the 7-4 Denver Broncos. Denver, a road favorite, 3.5-point favorite. Has Denver been great this year? No. The defense hasn't been as good. They're susceptible to running backs and tight ends in the passing game. The offense with Trevor Siemian is okay. Doesn't do a great job of taking advantage of its dynamic playmakers. And again, this is not the same team that won the Super Bowl last year. But the Jaguars are the Jaguars. They've quit on Gus Bradley. Gus Bradley is gone. They're not going to completely blow it up, but there's going to have to be some tweaks and some changes made. As far as not necessarily so much in all the personnel, but Blake Bortles needs to be fixed, and there needs to be some changes in scheme. The Jaguars do not find a way to win this game. It's a game the Broncos find a way to win down in Jacksonville as they, you know, are now looking up at both the Chiefs and the Raiders. And if they want to make sure they make the playoffs and have a chance to defend their Super Bowl championship, they need to win this game, and they'll do just that and prove to 8-4. For the Jaguars, 2-10, they'll have a top five pick in this upcoming NFL draft, and that'll help fortify the coffers even more and make for a shocking turnaround in 2017. Another 1 o'clock matchup, 5-6 Packers. They rebound with the victory over the Eagles on Monday night. It's a short week, but they're at home in Lambeau. They host the 6-5 Houston Texans, who are just 1-4 away from home. It's a quarterback. Green Bay's a 6.5-point favorite, and that should tell you something. Odds makers are generally smart. I look at this game. You got Rodgers dealing with the injured hamstring, and that may help as Rodgers has done a great job with his movement of keeping plays alive. He's also one of the keys to their actual running attack. But again, it's Aaron Rodgers. Guys like him always seem to find a way. You suddenly make him stationary very quietly over the last few weeks. He's been one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. 27 touchdowns, only 7 interceptions on the year. Brock Osweiler has been maybe the worst starting quarterback outside of Ryan Fitzpatrick in the National Football League. That doesn't bode well for the Houston Texans. We'll talk about that in our next segment and continue our journey as we preview a Week 13 NFL Sunday. It's all next here on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I just get it through your heads that the pressure's on. For you, I just wouldn't give a nickel.
The pressure sure is on here if you're both the Houston Texans and the Green Bay Packers as we roll on here on the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Again, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 to get involved, or on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. Back to the 5-6 Packers versus the 6-5 Texans from Lambeau. Again, the injured hamstring, it's not going to keep Rodgers from playing, but it's probably going to make him much more of a pocket passer. And this pretty good Texans defense will have a chance to find him. And again, they haven't been great since J.J. Watt's been out, but it's certainly better than the Green Bay Packers defense, which can't stop anybody. The difference between the two teams is the offenses. Now, neither of these teams have been particularly good this year, but offensively, the Texans have been awful. Osweiler, worst starting quarterback in the NFL other than Ryan Fitzpatrick. Lamar Miller's been solid rushing the football, but he's questionable. One of the key targets, C.J. Fedorowicz, questionable. Now you got to go up to Lambeau in December. It's not going to be warm. You're used to playing in the warm, cozy confines of Houston. I don't know how the Texans win this game. I think they fall a 6-6 and in a virtual tie with the Tennessee Titans for first place in the AFC South. I think the Green Bay Packers rise to 6-6, and they will then have that belief that, hey, at 6-6, all of a sudden Detroit at 7-5, we're not great, but we got a chance to steal this NFC North. And I do think the Packers are going to win this game. I don't like the Texans' chances at all in this one. Let's continue more 1 o'clock action from a Week 13 NFL Sunday. Bengals-Eagles. The Bengals are 3-7-1 on the year. Their season is over. They're 2-2-1 at home. The Eagles are 5-6. They do not win on the road, just 1-5 away from home. Bengals are not making the playoffs. The Eagles, their chances are dwindling away. The Bengals do not beat teams with better than 500 records, so any success that they have is against teams with sub-500 records like the Eagles. Again, Carson Wentz is ahead of schedule. Now, the defense has been great and allowed the Eagles to be a true contender for the playoffs for quite a while in the NFC. But no Ryan Matthews for the last couple of weeks, lack of weapons on offense in the passing game, and some injuries to the offensive line have conspired to hurt the Eagles. This kind of team the Bengals beat in their building. They'll do just that to improve to 4-7-1, give themselves an ember of hope in the AFC North. And for the Eagles, it'll be 5-7. And, you know, you'll be disappointed with how they finish. But the rebuilding project, a little ahead of schedule. Howie Roseman, big offseason for them. They must add weapons in the passing game and weapons all over this offense to help Carson Wentz. And then maybe in 2017, they can hit the ground running in a major, major way. More 1 o'clock action. 6-5 Ravens, 4-2 at home. They host the 7-4 Dolphins, 2-3 away from home. Anybody's football game. Jay Ajayi and his presence dotting the I for the Miami Dolphins has changed everything they do offensively. Defensively, they've generally been good. They've had their hiccups. The Ravens are real good defensively. They're one of the NFL's best defensive teams. Offensively, they don't run the ball with any consistency, and Joe Flacco and this offense are very, very, very limited. It's in Baltimore. They're generally better in Baltimore. I think this is one of those games where the Ravens' defense comes up big. Their offense makes just enough plays. The fact that the Dolphins' offensive line is banged up, Jay Ajayi really never gets going, and you get a little bit of bad Ryan Tannehill, a couple of turnovers. I think that will spell the difference in this one. I like the Ravens to improve to 7-5. They've got to keep winning if they're going to win the AFC North, as the Steelers are breathing right down their necks now and in a virtual tie at 6-5. So I like the Ravens to find a way to win this one. For the Dolphins, it will end up being, I guess, their first loss in, geez, I don't know how long now. Yeah, they've won 2, 4. They've won 6 straight. I think that streak ends here. But now let's move on to more 1 o'clock action. And here we go. 2-9 Bears. 1-10 49ers in Soldier Field. Who cares? It's the last of the 1 o'clockers. Wow. Is there anything of interest here beyond draft positioning? Probably not. No Jay Cutler. So it'll be Matt Barkley. It'll be Matt Barkley at quarterback for the Bears. Colin Kaepernick at quarterback for the 49ers. He's played better and better each and every week. 10 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. Completion percentage not that high. Been a factor running the football. I don't think either of these teams is particularly good, but in a quarterback-driven league, the better quarterback is under center for the San Francisco 49ers, and I believe that ends up being the difference. It's not as though the Bears are great at protecting their home field. I think the 49ers pick up their second win of the season and all of a sudden move up to the 3rd overall pick, which is not what they'd like to do necessarily come 2017's draft. But the realities are, all those players and this coach, they want to win every week. I like the 49ers over the Bears in this one, and I guess what would be a very, very mild upset. 4 o'clock action. 4:05 Eastern time, the first of the 4 o'clock matchups. 9-2 Raiders, 4-2 at home. 6-5 Bills, 3-3 away from home. The Raiders find a way to win every week. First, they learned how to win on the road. They're now starting to learn how to win at home, and they're getting that home field advantage in the Oakland Coliseum. Their defense is rounding into form. They're getting pass rush. Their offense is loaded with weapons. The Bills have their moments. They suffer from incredible inconsistency, and I just don't think they have the horses. I think the Raiders are the flat-out better football team. And I think it's going to show on Sunday afternoon. I like the Raiders over the Bills in this one. More 4 o'clock action as we have a total of 4 games in the 4 o'clock in the 4 p.m. Eastern time window. 6-5 Steelers, 3-2 at home. Host the 8-3 New York football Giants, who are 3-2 away from home. Haven't been pretty for the Giants much of this year. Defense much better than the offense right now. But they have found ways to win, very much in the vein of the Detroit Lions. The Steelers, they have been up and down, inconsistent. Their defense is not good. I don't know that the Giants can tax the Steelers' defense the way they've played this year. But the Steelers' offense will certainly challenge the Giants in many ways, whether it's Le'Veon Bell, both in the run game and pass game, whether it's Antonio Brown and those bevy receivers, getting pressure on Big Ben and all those other things. Steelers are a 6.5-point favorite for a reason. Number one, they have to have this game. The Giants would like to have this game. Number two, it's in Heinz Field. Number three, despite the records of the respective teams, I think most of us would agree the Steelers are the better team. I'm a Giant fan. We all know that. But I still like the Steelers here. Giants win this game. It'll probably show you one of two. Depending on how the game falls out and plays out, it'll either show you something about what the Steelers are or aren't in 2016 or what the Giants are or aren't in 2016. I think it's a benchmark game for both teams. It's a must-watch game in the 4 o'clock window, but I do think the Steelers prevail. Cardinals-Redskins. Cardinals are 4-6-1. The season is spiraling away from them. This one in University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale. The Redskins 6-4-1. They're fading in the NFC East race, but they are right now the number 6 seed in the NFC playoffs. They got to keep winning, though. You got teams like Tampa Bay and New Orleans and Atlanta, of course, and Green Bay coming back. You've got teams breathing down your neck. If you want to make sure you get in the playoffs, you're going to have to keep on winning. And they're going to have to beat this Arizona Cardinals team that has been so inconsistent and so disappointing. And the realities are they haven't done a great job offensively of late. Defensively, they haven't generated the turnovers. They've been much more susceptible to big plays. Kirk Cousins in this offense is explosive. They found a running game with Fat Rob. Kirk Cousins has been terrific slinging the football around, and he has a ton of weapons. Jordan Reed is going to be questionable. If they can get him on the field, that'll help an awful lot. But I think despite being a small underdog on the road, I think the Redskins go to Arizona and basically drive the final nail in the coffin of the 2016 season for the Cardinals, and they elevate their chances and put themselves in a very, very enviable position as far as the NFC playoff chase. So I like the Redskins there. Another important game in that 4 p.m. Eastern time window. 6-5 Tampa Bay. They are the road warriors. They go on the road and they head to 5-6 San Diego, who's been pretty good at home, 3-2. This San Diego Chargers team could have a much better record than 5-6. Tampa Bay is playing good football of late. They can smell it. They don't mind going on the road and winning. Let's not forget, this is a San Diego team that has had an uncanny knack for finding ways to lose. And I have a funny feeling that's kind of going to be what's going to happen here. You got to remember, Tampa Bay's won three straight. They've started to learn how to win at home, and they've beaten a couple of good teams the last few weeks. They beat a flat Seahawks team, but they went into Arrowhead and beat a pretty good Chiefs team. They blew out the Bears, and then there was two losses before that where you started worrying that their season was spiraling away. But I think when it's all said and done, Tampa Bay's starting to click. I like them in this game. I think they best San Diego, who's been okay, but they're so banged up as usual. And at times they ask Phillip Rivers to do so much, and he's responded so well along with Joey Bosa. But I think Tampa Bay may have a little too much. And then finally, the Sunday night special out in Seattle. Don't know how special it's going to be. One of the great disappointments of the 2016 season, along with the Arizona Cardinals, along with the Cincinnati Bengals, and along with the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Carolina Panthers, 4-7 on the season, 1-4 away from home. They head to Seattle to take on the Seahawks, who's 7-3-1 on the year, 5-0 at home, 12th man, angry team. Angry team. You saw Richard Sherman talk about the Cam Newton and his karma, you know, taking the 12th man flag and throwing it aside. Well, karma's not what this is about. This is about two teams playing different kinds of football. Excuse the loss to Tampa Bay last week. Just a flat team. It happened. I don't think it was wholly unexpected. Russell Wilson's rounding into form. Thomas Rawls is back to lead the running attack. The defense doesn't have all its pieces, but it's got enough. I think the Seahawks win this one, win it comfortably, and send a message. And again, and any chance of the Panthers making the playoffs and defending their NFC crown. We'll end the Spano and Black Attack with a sad story right after this short timeout.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we end this edition of the Attack on a sad note. The tragic shooting death of Joe McKnight, the former USC and National Football League and Canadian Football League running back at a traffic intersection in suburban New Orleans. It appears that the other party was the aggressor, and the assailant was the aggressor, and McKnight seemed to be apologizing according to witness statements and was shot twice, and it turns out to be fatally shot. Really, really, a really sad, tragic story. Not because Joe McKnight was a football player and some of you know who he is, but because he's a human being that was unarmed and shot by an armed man who was not having his life threatened in any way. That's what's tragic. So Joe McKnight, gone at 28. And to me, that's sad. That's sad. It's tragic. Our heart goes out to his friends and family and those that loved him, as 28 is way too young to have your life taken away from you. Well, on that note, it's not much of a way to end the show, but it's the way we have to end the show today. I want to thank the great Cecil Martin for joining us. I want to thank Robert for pushing all the right buttons, dealing with some difficulties in the first hour, like an absolute champ. And most importantly, I want to thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano on Black, stay there. Until we do it again on Monday, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.